Before we get started, first, congrats out to Hu and members of the offense for the Hu being named the NFC Player of the Week. Accomplishment by one shared by all, so congrats to him. Secondly, just the message with the team this morning, getting right back to it. I thought we made some of our best progress over the last couple weeks and played well because of the work that happened on Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays. So getting back to that process, an important one, and dedicating our performers for one another to see how hard we will play. That's always at the front of our conversation. That's what we shared with the team today. So right back in it in the process that goes along to getting ourselves ready. Open it up to you guys.
Oh, yeah, Coach, you talked about the decision to put Paul Soliai on IR.
He wasn't going to be able to make it back for this week's game. So that was when we, you know, made the decision. It's probably, you know, 2-week injury, something along those lines. So hopefully he'll be back soon. But he would not be able to make it back this week. So that was kind of the decision, you know, being made there.
And any updates on Eric Weems and Tevin Coleman?
Sure. Both Eric and Tevin are in the protocol. Did some running and conditioning today as part of the protocol, and we're hopeful for both of them as we're moving through the week. They'll kind of take it step by step over the next couple of days and hopefully just keep making improvements. So both of them are doing well.
Do you anticipate Matt Ryan being able to practice in full today?
It looked like it in the walkthrough today. You know, he was sore on Monday and then really kind of made a good turn. And in the walkthrough today, was able to participate in everything. So I think he felt good and didn't, you know, foresee any limitations for him today.
Is it an extra challenge getting a team up for this week, not having, you know, the playoffs on the horizon?
I think you have to talk about it for sure. But there's so many things for us to, you know, to send a message about how we want to play and the style that we'd like to do that in. So there's for sure some disappointment that goes along with that. And we accept those consequences like ripping the Band-Aid off. It's time to get right back to it and go to work. And there's lots for us to play in the style we want to see. There's guys to feature. It's a division game. And we get to do it at home in front of our fans. So there's lots to it. So I think that process maybe started Monday. And then now we're fully underway and back in the prep. So it's been a good start to the week.
It's probably putting too fine a point on it, but, you know, you guys ultimately compete for Super Bowls, which, you know, you didn't attain this year, but you've also made, you know, strides in the win column and I'm sure other places. So is this season a success? How do you look at this season overall?
Yeah, I'm not going to try to replay and look too far ahead right now. That'd be a good question for us to reach back on for next week. Honestly, the focus is for us playing so well this week and making that the point of emphasis, because I think, you know, we went down there and didn't play our best ball and they had a good game and nice division game for us, like I said, playing back here. So honestly, the focus for us right now is like right back into our game and all the things that happened today on first and second down regarding the opponent. So good question for follow-up, but one we're not going to put too much time into, you know, we're reflecting back just yet.
How big a deal was it, Dane, just for you to experience the first division win, you know, in the NFC South, and also your sense of what it was like going down at the Superdome and just the, you know, being a first-time head coach and the rivalry?
You could sense the rivalry for sure, and I think that's one of the fun parts about playing the division games. When you do, and here it is right at the end, which I think is a, you know, good thing for the league, where some of these games that match up that you know so well and teams that you know and the rivalries that take place, you feel the passion from both fan bases. So it's clearly evident. And for us to get to, you know, play this game here with our fans in the Dome, the environment that they created at the end of the last game, you felt that energy. And so that's why we're counting on them again this week. We're going to bring the juice as a team, and we're hoping our fans, they bring the juice, you know, off the field and make it that loud and energy and the environment that we love.
Coach, what jumps out on the Saints' defense? They've been much maligned this year for the yardage and points, but I'm sure they have some things over there you all are focusing
on. No doubt. I think they have some real uniqueness about the style and the fronts that they play. They are a good pressure team. They've got some unique ones there, you know, where DBs are the blitzers, where it's not, you know, traditional or inside backer. And then I think the play of the linebackers has been something I've been impressed with the inside guys, the outside guys. You feel their rush. And then the last thing, this is a ball-hawking team. I think they forced 27 fumbles on the year, and that's a lot. That's, I don't know if it's at the top of the league or, you know, right near it. So that's one of the things we got a lot of respect for. The ball for us is where it's at and what we live by. So for those guys, they've done a good job on that.
Does the rain make it any more difficult or dangerous to practice now?
No, the field gets too bad, fortunately, we can take it inside if we need to. But we like going outside and having that part of it. But if we have to, we do the walkthrough inside today. But, you know, we certainly feel for all, you know, all the stuff that and people that have been affected by it. But, no, we're right to it.
Coach, locally in college, we've seen coaches get fired with winning records. In the NFL, winning records, coaches are now getting fired too. Do you ever just sit back and wonder, what kind of profession am I in? I mean, the pressure on you guys is tremendous.
Well, honestly, it's one like, man, are we fortunate, you know, to be coaches in this profession. And for some of us, you know, put all this into it. So we know that's the nature of the business and how it goes. So we don't spend too much time thinking about that. There's way more other things to prepare for. So it's an absolute blast, this profession is. And, you know, some of the highs and lows that go with it, you know, makes it, you know, so unique. So, yeah, can't spend too much time thinking about it. Although, you know, you're bummed for guys that you know and are changing spots. So that part of it's real and alive. And, but we know it also goes with the territory.
As you look at last week, the balance, I mean, you didn't have your offense just carry you or your defense just carry you. You had
right.
a balanced thing, attack and result. But the as you look back on the start of this season, is that the biggest and the most balanced win you've had?
I'd have to say it would be, and it was the balance on offense, the run-pass part of it, and then the defense making some stops. The third down was a factor. The turnover margin, I think, ended up being zero. So from the team standpoint, I thought it was one of the most complete team wins, you know, where there were some times when the offense did their part, D didn't, and vice versa. So for that part, collectively, to play at our best, that's the style we want to play, where, you know, the one unit, you know, supporting the other, and that certainly was the case the other day.
Will this be a game where you'll probably see younger faces getting more reps on the field?
Not any more than normal. If there's some guys to feature and get looks at, we will. But it'll feel pretty regular for most everybody watching in terms of the faces. But through injuries and opportunities that arise, we're certainly going to try and, you know, like take advantage of an opportunity for a player when it arises. But we're not going to try and create some important game for us to find out about a lot of, you know, things that we're doing, the scheme, the matchup, the division game. So we're not backing off in that approach.